Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have an interview with Quincy Wheeler, host of the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians. We discuss the wild card series against the Tampa Bay Rays. We preview the American League Division Series against the New York Yankees, and much more. Quincy is coming up on this edition of the program. But first, I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the San Diego Padres. The Padres were clearly the winners of this year's trade deadline, acquiring not only Josh Bell, but also acquiring Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals. You add Bell, Soto, and then also along with Manny Machado, and of course with the likes of Jake Cronenworth, this team was definitely destined for success, and also Yurickson Profar. And then on top of that, when you add closing pitcher Josh Hader, the Padres are definitely a championship team and were destined to play in October. And then when you add the other elements to the mix, especially in the pitching rotation with Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, and Blake Snell, and then, of course, Sean Manaea in the bullpen, you definitely can't go wrong. And certainly, the Padres are showing why they built this team for October. They came in, handled their business, the New York Mets, in a deciding three-game series. And we'll talk more about that series in just a moment, with the Padres winning the series 2-1. But give credit where credit is due. San Diego, they did what they wanted to do. They needed an upgrade. They upgraded their pitching rotation, acquired closer Josh Hader, and, of course, bringing in Josh Bell and Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals. And then with Manny Machado already being in San Diego, and with the pitching rotation just being so solid and so phenomenal, this was definitely the makings of a team that was destined to play in October. So congratulations to the San Diego Padres for beating the New York Mets, and we'll talk more about that series in just a little bit. My next storyline is going to be no Subway Series. Anytime the Yankees are winning, it's always exciting. Anytime you have the Mets winning, it's always exciting. And whenever you have both Yankees and Mets teams winning, New York is just a very special place. It's one thing when you have both of your football teams winning, but when you have not only the Yankees winning and the Mets winning, measure for double success and then some. Unfortunately, the dreams of a Subway Series will definitely have to be put on hold at least another year. The New York Mets fell short in the three-game series against the San Diego Padres. And let's give credit to Buck Showalter for doing an amazing job managing the 2022 team. Francisco Lindor wrapping up his second season with the Mets. Pete Alonso, definitely a bright future in New York, building towards a Hall of Fame career. Edwin Diaz, one of the top closers in all of Major League Baseball. And just a nice supporting cast with Jeff McNeil, who won this year's National League batting title. The future is definitely bright for the Mets. Max Scherzer, of course, Jacob deGrom, also Chris Bassett. But, you know, we're going to have to wait another year for a Subway Series. Town rivals in the Bronx, the Yankees, will be awaiting the Cleveland Guardians in the American League Division Series. So fans, including myself, that was hoping and praying for a Subway Series, will have to wait at least another year. And for my last storyline, is going to be Albert Pujols and Yadi Molina. So that puts the wrap on Albert and Yadi's amazing careers. Let's start off with Yadi for a moment. You know, again, when I think about Yadi Molina, you think about defense. Solid on the offensive side, but his defense was second to none. A 9-time Gold Glove Award winner, a 10-time All-Star, a couple of World Series titles. I mean, Yadi Molina was your traditional catcher. Decent on the offensive side, but his defense was second to none. And Yadi was definitely someone that was a part of the fabric of not only the Cardinals, but just a part of the fabric of the city of St. Louis alone. And, of course, his teammate, Albert Pujols, I mean, his track record is phenomenal. Again, a multiple All-Star, multiple World Series champion, a National League MVP, a Rookie of the Year. I mean, just, well, what can you say about Albert? Albert is going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer, becoming the fourth player to be a member of the 700 Home Run Club. And just like what Yadi has done for the Cardinals and the city of St. Louis, Albert has done the same as well. And unfortunately, the Cardinals to the Philadelphia Phillies, no one was expecting Philly to come in to St. Louis, one of the toughest places to play in Major League Baseball, and to win two in a row, knocking them out in the wild card round. But big ups to Albert Pujols and Yadi Molina on a great Major League Baseball career. And you can rest assured that they'll definitely be in Cooperstown one day, and they'll be hanging around St. Louis or around the Cardinals organization at some, you know, some time or two, and just giving back and giving words of encouragement to those players and the city that they played for so long. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have scores and highlights from the wild card series, both the American League and National League. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Women's Cancer Pavilion specializes in the treatment of breast and gynecologic cancers. Working together with Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Health and the region's leading providers to deliver the best possible outcome is at the heart of everything we do. From innovative surgical techniques to the most advanced treatment options, we don't stop until we've examined every possibility and answered every question. Because walking with women through every step of their cancer journey is what we do all day, every day at Women's Cancer Pavilion.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
That's Suma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Wow, the groom looks great.
He does. Never seen a Saints jersey with tails.
Local as black and gold everything. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So now it's time for the scores and highlights from the American League and National League wildcard series. Let's start off in the American League, where we had the third seed Cleveland Guardians going up against the sixth seed Tampa Bay Rays. This series was full of high drama and then some. If you missed out, man, you missed out on one heck of a wildcard series. This was truly phenomenal in this series between third seed Cleveland Guardians and the sixth seed Tampa Bay Rays. First, let's start off with game one. Cleveland would go on to win 2-1. And again, in a crowd of over 30,000 people, that game lasted 2 hours and 17 minutes. In game one, you had a pitching duel between Shane Bieber and Shane McClanahan. Of course, Bieber representing Cleveland, McClanahan representing Tampa Bay. Cleveland, again, would win game one. 2-1. The winning pitcher was Shane Bieber. The losing pitcher was Shane McClanahan. And getting the save for the Cleveland Guardians was Emmanuel Clase. And hitting home runs for both teams, well, hitting a home run for Tampa Bay was Jose Siri. And, of course, hitting a home run for the Cleveland Guardians, Jose Ramirez. He hit a two-run home run. So, again, in game one, Cleveland 2, Tampa 1. And then in game two of the best of three series in the wild card between Tampa and Cleveland, you talk about a finish. A crowd of close to 35,000 people. In the bottom of the 15th, it was Cleveland's turn to bat. Oscar Gonzalez, he delivered a home run. Here's how it happened.
We're in the bottom of the 15th. Swing and a high fly ball. Left field. Way back. Walks it off, and the Guardians are moving on to the division series. Here in the 15th, the rookie buries one over the high wall. Your final in 15, 1-0 Cleveland.
I mean, what a job by Gonzalez. He waited back, made an adjustment, stayed back, and was looking for the pitch. And when he got it, he did not miss it. The young ones in Cleveland said age is just a number.
All right, that audio courtesy of ESPN. The announcers on that call, John Chombi and Doug Glanville. The total time of that game, 4 hours and 57 minutes. It was a marathon in game two between Tampa Bay and Cleveland, but the final score in 15 innings, Cleveland 1, Tampa Bay 0. And in the best of three series, that walk-off home run by Oscar Gonzalez gave the Guardians not only the victory, but also would help to the next round where they will take on the New York Yankees in the American League Division Series. The winning pitcher for Cleveland, Sam Hinches, and the losing pitcher for Tampa Bay, Corey Kluber. With 14 innings scoreless for both teams, this was the longest scoreless postseason game in Major League Baseball history. And with Cleveland beating Tampa Bay, this is Cleveland's first postseries win since the 2016 American League Championship Series. They would go on to beat the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Guardians would go on to play in the World Series against the Chicago Cubs. So again, the final score in game two, Cleveland 1, Tampa Bay 0. And, of course, with that win, the series was over with in the best of three. So Cleveland would win the series 2-0, and they go on to play the New York Yankees in the next round in the American League Division Series. Let's move along now to the other American League wildcard series between the Toronto Blue Jays going up against the fifth seed Seattle Mariners. Game one, it belonged to the Seattle Mariners. They shut out Toronto 4-0. The winning pitcher for Seattle was, and the losing pitcher for Toronto was Alek Manoah. And hitting a home run for Seattle was Kyle Raleigh. Again, the final score in game one, Seattle 4, Toronto 0. Game 2, you talk about a virtual collapse by the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays were up for much of the game up until the sixth inning when everything changed, when more runs were being scored, including Mitch Haniger and also Adam Frazier. Got some big hits for the Mariners. And then, of course, a very strange situation. A collision had happened as Toronto's George Springer and Bo Bichette were attempting to try to catch an out. Both players wound up colliding into each other. There was a brief pause in action as Springer caught the worst of the collision and had to be carted off the field. Damage had already been done because Seattle got on a roll and they never let up. And the Mariners would go on to win game 2, final score 10-9, giving them the series win. The winning pitcher for Seattle was Andres Munoz, and the losing pitcher was Jordan Romano. Hitting a home run for Seattle in this game was Carlos Santana, and hitting a home run for Toronto was Teoscar Hernandez. So again, the final score in game 2, Seattle 10, Toronto 9. So that sets the stage for the Seattle Mariners to take on the Houston Astros in the next round in the National League Division Series. That should be an interesting matchup between them and Seattle. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Let's move along now to the National League Wildcard Series. We had the third seed St. Louis Cardinals going up against the sixth seed Philadelphia Phillies. Game 1, a very strange game. Scoreless innings. The first six innings were scoreless in game 1 between Philly and St. Louis. It wasn't until the bottom of the seventh when St. Louis would strike first, getting a two-run home run from Juan Yepes as St. Louis took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the seventh. But things got very sketchy at the top of the ninth inning when Philly just went on a tear. Gene Segura hit a single that would give the Phillies a comfortable 3-2 lead. And then Philadelphia added more runs. And the Phillies never took their foot off the gas. The top of the ninth, they added more runs. And they secured the victory in game 1. Philadelphia would win 6-3. The winning pitcher was David Robertson. And the losing pitcher was Ryan Helsley. And game 1, again, was a total collapse for the St. Louis Cardinals. The first six innings in the game were scoreless, and then St. Louis finally broke even, getting a two-run home run in the bottom of the seventh, and then the top of the ninth. Philadelphia just went on an offensive tear, and they never let up. So again, in game 1, Philadelphia beat St. Louis 6-3. Game 2, much closer. This was a pitching duel between Aaron Nola and Miles Michaelis. Philadelphia would get runs in the top of the second, got a solo home run from Bryce Harper, and then also wind up getting a RBI sac fly from Kyle Schwarber. Those were the two runs that came in for the Phillies. Meanwhile, St. Louis's bats cooled off. They had a chance in the bottom of the ninth with Albert Pujols and Yadi Molina both getting hits in their last at-bats, but too much pitching, too much defense for Philly as Philadelphia would hold on to beat St. Louis in game 2, final score 2-0, giving Philadelphia the series win. Aaron Nola was the winning pitcher. The losing pitcher, Miles Michaelis, and getting the save was Zach Eflin. And again, the final score in game 2, Philadelphia 2, St. Louis 0. So the Phillies march on to the National League Division Series. They'll go on to play the defending champion Atlanta Braves. So that should be an interesting series between the Phillies and the Braves, definitely outstanding. And it's going to be interesting because there's a lot of offense with Atlanta, and you've got solid pitching and defense with Philly. We're going to get more into that a little bit later. Let's move along now to the other National League wildcard series between the fourth-seeded New York Mets going up against the fifth-seed San Diego Padres. Game 1, all San Diego. They would win 7-1. The winning pitcher was Yu Darvish, and the losing pitcher was Max Scherzer. And getting runs for the Padres were Josh Bell, Trent Grisham, Yurickson Profar, and also Manny Machado. They all hit home runs in this contest. Game 2, it belonged to the New York Mets. New York would win 7-3. The winning pitcher, Jacob deGrom. The losing pitcher, Nick Martinez. And getting the save for the Mets was Seth Lugo. And hitting home runs for the Mets, Francisco Lindor and Alonso. And then we had the deciding game three between the Padres and the Mets. Game three was all Padres. They would win 6-0. The winning pitcher, Joe Musgrove, and the losing pitcher, Chris Bassitt. And one thing is for sure, the Padres will go on to play and will meet the Los Angeles Dodgers in the next round of the postseason. And man, Padres, Dodgers, the Battle of California, this should be an interesting National League Division Series for the ages. And big ups to the New York Mets, man. It was so much expectations behind them this year. They fell short. The St. Louis Cardinals as well. Expectations were riding high for them as well. But the final score in Game 3, the San Diego Padres 6, the New York Mets 0. San Diego wins the series 2-1. So that takes care of our wild card series. And before we get into previews of the American League Division Series and the National League Division Series, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back from the break, we have an interview with Quincy Wheeler. Quincy is the host of Cleveland Guardians Fancast. Quincy's a diehard Cleveland Guardians fan, and the podcast is dedicated to covering Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians. We discuss the wild card series against the Rays. We preview the American League Division Series against the Yankees, and so much more. Quincy is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at sickmarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at sickmarine.com.
Whatever you're doing right now, software is helping you. To most people, it's invisible, just things working as they should. But to the people behind the code, it's an epic quest. One that could end in epic failure. Or put ideas on a speed run to production. With Red Hat's open technologies, every workflow can be a win. That's what connecting your clouds feels like. Learn more at redhat.com/connectclouds.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
142/92.
180/111.
182/100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at sickmarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at sickmarine.com.
Dive into The Divider, Trump in the White House, 2017 through 2021. Go inside the Trump Oval Office, from the chaotic beginnings to the violent finale, with unprecedented access to cabinet officers, top advisors, family members, and Trump himself. New York Times best-selling authors Peter Baker and Susan Glasser offer a riveting, must-read portrait of America's 45th president. The Divider is in stores now.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at SickMarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at SickMarine.com.
We're in the bottom of the 15th. Swing and a high fly ball. Left field. Way back. Ball game. Gonzalez walks it off. And the Guardians are moving on to the division series. Here in the 15th, the rookie buries one over the high wall. Your final in 15, 1-0 Cleveland.
I mean, what a job by Gonzalez. He waited back, made an adjustment, stayed back, and was looking for the pitch. And when he got it, he did not miss it. The young ones in Cleveland said age is just a number.
Pasa en tu momento, en este momento de despertar con la confianza que te han dado los muchachos y con lo que lograste hacer.
Creo que muy bien, muy bien. Creo que cada vez que yo voy ahí, yo voy a dar lo mejor porque somos un conjunto, todos juntos, y creo que yo siempre voy a dar lo mejor de mí. Salió lo que tuvo que salir, gracias a Dios.
I feel special, you know, having that confidence in them. Like every time I go to a bat, I go, you know, for my team, for my guys, and this time we had the opportunity to get this result, and that's what happened. Es tan difícil, fue temprano con las sombras en el campo para batear.
Creo que fue un poco, pero creo que no le dimos mucha mente a eso. Estábamos tratando de buscar la forma de hacer los buenos contactos, y creo solamente eso.
It was difficult, but we didn't give too much mind to it. We just tried to still do our approach and try to get the good ABs, and we didn't get too much mind to it.
¿Qué tal se siente sentir que el equipo confía en la manera que confía? Usted ahora en el sprint training, él sabe lo que tú pensabas y lo que tú querías hacer este año, pero ¿qué se siente ver la confianza del equipo en ti como lo han hecho?
Creo que se siente muy bien, y creo que es algo soñado que yo siempre he tenido en mi cabeza desde que yo era un niño, y creo que ellos que me apoyen y todo eso, creo que es algo súper increíble para mí, y yo voy a seguir dando lo mejor de mí cada día para mantenerme aquí.
This is like a dream come true, something you dream as a kid. You know, the support has been everything I dream of, and I'm just going to keep doing my best to try to help the team any way I can.
Shooter,
bro.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The first soundbite that you heard was Cleveland Guardians outfielder Oscar Gonzalez hitting a walk-off home run in Game 2 of the American League Wild Card Series against the Tampa Bay Rays on October 8th of 2022. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and John Chombi and Doug Glanville on the call. And then the second soundbite that you heard was Cleveland Guardians outfielder Oscar Gonzalez along with his interpreter celebrating the walk-off home run at the end of Game 2. And that audio was courtesy of Valley Sports Great Lakes. To talk more about the Guardians' win over the Tampa Bay Rays in the Wild Card Series and the preview, the American League Division Series against the New York Yankees, we want to welcome him back to the program. He's the host of the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians, Quincy Wheeler. Hey, Quincy, welcome back, my man.
Hey, thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Quincy, this series was phenomenal. This was exciting on the edge of your seat, this American League wildcard series between Cleveland and Tampa Bay. What were your takeaways from this series?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of expected it to be a closely matched series because both teams kind of handle things in similar ways. They're both teams that rely on having really good pitching and timely hitting. The difference, I guess, the main difference you could see between them is that Tampa Bay tended to rely a little bit more on the occasional home run than what Cleveland does. Cleveland kind of strings hits together more so. So it's kind of ironic that Cleveland won both games through a timely home run. But the fact that there was a lot of scoreless innings, a lot of dominant pitching wasn't surprising to me because both pretty dominant. And look at second half numbers. Cleveland is like sixth best in Major League Baseball for fielding independent pitching, and Tampa Bay is eighth best in Major League Baseball for fielding independent pitching. So wasn't surprised that it was a close series like that, and it was great to see the Guardians pulled off.
Indeed, it was great, just a great series. And like you said, Quincy, both of these teams were pretty evenly matched. But I think, as you said it before, Tampa Bay, the difference was that Tampa Bay is always looking for the big home run. And sometimes, especially when you're playing in the postseason, you just have to get the hits any way that you can get them. I want to start off with game one, Cleveland winning 2-1. This was a pitching duel between Shane Bieber and Shane McClanahan. Of course, Emmanuel Clase wind up getting the save for Cleveland. The last time I had you on the program, I asked you about Shane Bieber, and you were saying that Shane was coming on strong this year, but he's got a big contract year coming up, and the Guardians will have to do whatever it takes to keep him in Cleveland. Give me your thoughts on Shane's performance in game one.
Yeah, well, this was pretty much the same Shane Bieber that we've seen in the second half of the year. I think last time we talked a little bit about how his velocity has been a little bit down, so he's had to figure out how to make the best use of his off-speed stuff to go along with his fastball to help the fastball play up a little bit. And he's really been doing it the whole second half of the year, and he kept up against Tampa Bay. Coming into the series, I knew Tampa Bay wasn't very good against the slider, and Shane Bieber has one of the best sliders in baseball, so he certainly took advantage of their hitters in that way. He does what he normally does. It'll be interesting to see if they make a big attempt at an extension in the offseason for him. They're not always as likely to extend pitchers because there's a little more volatility in pitching, but he certainly seems like the kind of guy that you might want to try to make that happen because he showed that he's an ace. You'll find people that say his Cy Young that he won in 2020 was Mickey Mouse because it was half a year. The people that complain about him not doing well in the playoffs one time he was out, but when it comes down to it, the guy's an ace. You can trust him to get the job done, and he showed that.
Indeed, he did show that. And as they say, it's not about what happens in April, May, and June. It's all about what happens in October. And so far, so good. Shane delivered the goods in game one for the Guardians. Let's stay with game one for a moment. Jose Ramirez hit a two-run home run in the game for the Guardians. Just give me your thoughts on Jose and hitting the home run in game one.
Well, it was interesting because he struck out earlier, didn't look particularly great against McClanahan, but Jose has had a little more pop from the right side of the plate through most of the year, especially since he kind of sustained a thumb injury in June. So if you're guessing on him hitting a home run at some point, a left-hander's a pretty good chance for him to do it. And it was fun to see him kind of work his way through how McClanahan was going to approach him. McClanahan's got a really great changeup, one of the best changeups in baseball. But Jose just happened to be sitting on it, and he drove it out kind of opposite field, which is really unusual. Jose's almost a complete pull hitter, especially when he hits a home run. But he was sitting on that pitch. He outsmarted McClanahan in the Rays and got a hold of one and drove it out, and that's the kind of hitter he is. Something you can never underestimate about Jose is how smart he is. He's smart on the bases, he's smart defensively, and he's really smart at the plate, and that came into play there.
Rightfully so, and so Cleveland handled their business in game one, 2-1. Let's move along now to game two, and this was fireworks in game two. It went 15 innings, and when it got to the bottom of the 15th, you talk about, this was kind of like almost the equivalent of a Boston Marathon or maybe the Chicago Marathon. This went 15 innings. And in the bottom of the 15th inning, Oscar Gonzalez hit a walk-off home run off of a familiar friend to Cleveland, Corey Kluber, of all people.
Yeah,
and Gonzalez handled his business, hit the walk-off home run. Guardians win. They move on to the next round. Give me your thoughts and what were your takeaways from game two?
Yeah, well, obviously these were just from Tristan McKenzie dominating through his innings, and Tyler Glass now for the Rays dominating through his innings, and then the bullpen just took over. Jason Adam for the Rays just pitched incredible sequence of pitches to Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor to get out of a bases loaded, no out jam, and that seemed like, we kind of dug ourselves into it now, but the Guardians bullpen did what they always do. I mean, these two bullpens just so incredible, and the Guardians bullpen's just kind of unmatched. Big part of this game was Sam Hinches coming in for the Guardians and throwing three scoreless innings to kind of finish out the game until Oscar Gonzalez could walk it off. Hinches had a real kind of rough year last year. His debut season started off as a starter. They moved into the bullpen, and And as a starter, he really struggled with command, gave up a lot of runs. Still was kind of struggling with command in the bullpen, but this year he's really kind of figured out the command issue. And he's got a great curveball and the fastball. He's really got the command of that figured out. So he really showed that here. Left-handed hitter, doesn't matter. He can get lefties and righties out. And so he was absolutely crucial in the game. And then Oscar Gonzalez, he clearly went up there looking for the pitch that Corey Kluber gave him. And when he gets a hold of one, it goes a long way. I mean, that back crack, if anybody listens to that video, that back crack is one of the best sounds of off the bat I've heard all year. And I expect that he'll continue that if people give him strikes. His issue is that he tends not to walk, so there are times that he'll chase pitches. He'll most likely make contact, but a lot of times it's weak contact. But there in that instance, he showed that, hey, if you give him something near the zone, he can drive it a long way. And he's a super exciting player. He's been really exciting to see him kind of surpass expectations. He was a minor league free agent at one point. Any team could have signed him, but he loves Cleveland and appreciates the development system here. So I thought he'd have a shot, and that paid off. So good gamble for him and a good thing for Cleveland fans.
Indeed, it was a good thing for Cleveland fans to watch Oscar hit that home run. And again, in October, there's always a player or players that define moments. And certainly Oscar Gonzalez made another playoff moment in October, not just for the Cleveland Guardians, but just for all of Major League Baseball and all of baseball fans worldwide. I want to stay with game two in the pitching. Tristan McKenzie was phenomenal in the innings that he pitched. Can you just kind of give me more about Tristan, and were you expecting him to have such a clutch game like this in the innings that he pitched?
Yeah, I mean, McKenzie, again, through this, especially the second half of the season, but at spots in the first half as well, has just really turned the corner. And, you know, from all the scouting all the way up, they said, hey, this guy's got ace potential if he can stay healthy. And a lot of times people would say, well, if he can add some weight, but he hasn't really added weight, but he's been able to get all his stuff working. He's just such a tall, lanky, long-armed individual that the fact that most of the time, you know, his fastball is somewhere 92, 93, his release point to the plate makes it appear a lot quicker to hitters, so it's hard for them to get a time it up. And then he's got one of the best curveballs in baseball. He can just absolutely break off that 12-6 curve and make hitters look silly. So that's what's fun to watch with him. He's just a super entertaining player. I think if people haven't really watched much Cleveland baseball, and maybe people are like, oh, kind of adopting a team for the pro season, if you watch Tristan McKenzie pitch, you're like, oh, man, this guy is so much fun to watch. His demeanor on the mound, if you ever see him in an interview, he's just a super great interview and a fun guy. And just so amazing to see him develop and become really another ace for this Cleveland rotation.
Yeah, it was so much fun watching him in game two. And you mentioned Tyler Glasnow for the Tampa Bay Rays. Despite the Rays losing that game, it was fun watching those two. And that's when you really see the best of the best in October, especially when pitching and defense really comes into full form. The duration of game two, Quincy, was 4 hours and 57 minutes. What were you doing during that period of time? Did you take time to eat? Were you just locked to the television?
That's a great question, Eddie. My day job, I'm a pastor, so I was actually driving 3 hours to do a wedding in a little farther away, kind of in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. And I was listening to the game all the way down, and I actually had to get out of the car. I had to get out of the car at like the top of the 15th, and I had like zero signal because it's the middle of nowhere. But I got enough signal to get a text from somebody who I don't even think is a baseball fan, but texted me and said, hey, you must be a happy man. And at that point I knew, okay, something good must have happened. So I had to go back and watch the replays at that point. But, yeah, so that's kind of what I was doing. It's kind of crazy the things that go on in your life as you're following the team that you love, and then you have to go back and kind of watch the highlights and see how things looked.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right about that. But no matter how short or how long, the Guardians handled their business and got it done in game two with a memorable moment from Oscar Gonzalez hitting the walk-off home run. All right, so Quincy,
yep.
Cleveland handled their business beating Tampa Bay in the wild card series. They move along now to the American League Division Series, where they have to square off against the New York Yankees, and they have to try to stop the juggernaut known as Aaron Judge. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Guardians to beat the Yankees?
Yeah, great question, Ed. You know, having pitched the first – I mean, having pitched your pitchers in the first series, the Guardians can't start off with Bieber in game one, and then that means Bieber's moved to game two, and then you don't see McKenzie till game three. So, obviously, a big key will be getting a good performance out of Cal Quantrill in game one, who's going to go up against Gerrit Cole. Quantrill's a guy who kind of pitches to contact. His peripherals don't look as good as his regular numbers, so his ERA is usually a good bit lower than his fielding independent pitching because he kind of relies on his defense a lot. But anybody who follows Cleveland baseball knows that Cal Quantrill is an absolute gamer. He's the kind of guy that just goes out there and gives you what you need to be able to win a ball game. Got some surprising stuff now and then. He's really able to kind of mix up his pitches and change his game plan to attack hitters. So it's obviously the big key will be him putting up a good performance, giving the Guardians 5 to 6 good innings. Tito being able to know, okay, maybe this is as much as I can get from Quantrill if it's 4 or 5 innings and I need to move on to the bullpen to try to get game one if they have a lead. That'll be a big thing. I think the one thing that I'd say is that I would give the edge in this series to the Guardians bullpen. And obviously that's kind of, you know, you never know how bullpens are going to go from one game to the next. But I do think the Guardians bullpen probably on paper is stronger than the Yankees bullpen. So I think if the Guardians can make the starters work and get into the Yankees bullpen, especially if they can be tied or have a lead, that could be a really big deal for them. And there's no guarantees that can happen because the New York Yankees lineup is really good. And they're getting some guys back from injuries. I see Matt Carpenter's coming back. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see kind of how they approach all that. Yankees have a couple of lefties in the pen. I saw Wandy Peralta's coming back, and we'll see if he's kind of healthy, and he's supposed to be coming back out of the pen as another left-handed arm. Left-handed pitchers are kind of the Achilles heel for the Guardians. So, you know, from Quantrill going up against Cole in game one and then Bieber against Nestor Cortes in game two, Cortes being a lefty, he's got a lot of potential to be able to shut down that Guardians lineup. So, you know, it really getting one of those first two games would be absolutely huge because then you kind of head back home. You got McKenzie coming in game three at home. You feel pretty darn good about that. And you can kind of work your way around the rest of the schedule. So getting one of those first two games. And I guess another key would be you got to get Andrés Giménez or Stephen Kwan going. Both of them had pretty rough series against the Rays. Which can happen, of course. 2 games is a very small sample size, and you're kind of getting used to the playoff experience, you know, and what it's all about. So, I expect that if Giménez and Kwan kind of get back to what they've been capable of throughout the year, that the Guardians can make this series pretty fun. So I guess those would kind of be the keys I can think of off the top of my head.
This is certainly going to be a fantastic series. We have Jose Ramirez. We've also got Andrés Giménez. We've also got Stephen Kwan, can't forget about Josh Naylor and Ahmed Rosario. And, of course, we've got Giancarlo Stanton. We've got Gleyber Torres and, of course, Aaron Judge, the new home run king in the American League. It's going to be fun between the Yankees and the Guardians. Well, Quincy, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us program. Just tell everybody about the Cleveland Guardians fan cast.
Sure, and thank you so much again, Ed. You can find Cleveland Guardians Fancast on any of your major podcast providers. Just look for Cleveland Guardians Fancast. You can find me on Twitter at Guardian Fancast or at Quincy Wheeler 1. And join us for some fun times talking about the Guardians. Every day I put out, Monday through Friday, I put out a 15 to 20 minute podcast, kind of checking in on the team and what they've been doing. We go with it throughout the year. Even in the off season. So just kind of join in the conversation. I like to talk to Guardians fans and interview them and hear their story. So it's a good time. Thank you again, Ed.
You're welcome. And before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the Cleveland Guardians fan cast and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. Yeah. At Guardian Fancast, at Quincy Wheeler 1 on Twitter. And you can also, I don't really have any website, but you can email me at quincy@guardiansfancast.com. So thank you, Ed.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
We're in the bottom of the 15th. Swing and a high fly ball. Left field. Way back. Ball game.
walks it off. And the Guardians are moving on to the division series. Here in the 15th, the rookie buries one over the high wall. Your final in 15, 1-0 Cleveland.
I mean, what a job by Gonzalez. He waited back, made an adjustment, stayed back, and was looking for the pitch. And when he got it, he did not miss it. The young ones in Cleveland said age is just a number.
Pasa en tu momento, en este momento, de despertar con la confianza que te han dado los muchachos y con lo que lograste hacer.
Creo que muy bien, muy bien. Creo que cada vez que yo voy ahí, yo voy a dar lo mejor porque somos un conjunto, todos juntos, y creo que yo siempre voy a dar lo mejor de mí. Salió lo que tuvo que salir, gracias a Dios.
Feel special, you know, having that confidence in them. Like that, every time I go to a bat, I go, you know, for my team, for my guys. And this time we had the opportunity to get this result, and that's what happened. Tan difícil fue temprano con las sombras en el campo para batear.
Creo que fue un poco, pero creo que no le dimos mucha mente a eso. Estábamos tratando de buscar la forma de hacerlo bueno contacto, y creo solamente eso.
It was difficult, but we didn't give too much mind to it. We just tried to still do our approach and try to get the good ABs, and we didn't get too much mind to it. ¿Qué tal se siente sentir que el equipo confía en la manera que confía? Usted ahora en sprint training, él sabe lo que tú pensabas y lo que tú querías hacer este año, pero ¿qué se siente ver la confianza del equipo en ti como lo han hecho?
Creo que se siente muy bien, se siente muy bien, y creo que algo soñado que yo siempre he tenido en mi cabeza desde que yo era un niño, y creo que ellos que me apoyen y todo eso, creo que algo súper increíble para mí, y yo voy a seguir dando lo mejor de mí cada día para mantenerme aquí.
This is like a dream come true, something you dream as a kid. You know, the support has been everything I dream of, and I'm just going to keep doing my best to try to help the team any way I can.
Shooter,
bro.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now, get a hot and spicy McChicken, double cheeseburger, or six-piece chicken McNuggets with small fries for only $3. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
Come here.
Natural Balance presents a head-tilting, tail-wagging audio experience made for dogs.
Want to play? Good dog.
This ad was scientifically designed to make your dog happy. Just like Natural Balance dog food. Visit naturalbalanceinc.com to learn more.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. the water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at sickmarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at sickmarine.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Quincy Wheeler, host of the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians. Big ups to him, and thanks again for him coming on the program to provide insight of the wildcard series that the Guardians had success in over the Tampa Bay Rays and previewing the American League Division Series against the New York Yankees. All right, before we get on out of here, let's preview the American League Division Series. Let's start off with the Houston Astros going up against the Seattle Mariners. Let's start off with the Mariners. Now, the Mariners, offensively, they did a solid job against the Toronto Blue Jays, winning their wild card series. So we know what Seattle brings to the table in terms of their bats, with the likes of Eugenio Suarez, Kyle Raleigh, also Ty France, Jesse Winker, Carlos Santana, Mitch Haniger, Adam Frazier, just to name a few. And you can't forget about Julio Rodriguez, who is a star on the rise. He definitely represents the future of Major League Baseball. When we talk about the pitching rotation for the Seattle Mariners, Robbie Ray, the ace of that squad, Robbie Ray along with Logan Gilbert, and of course, Luis Castillo. We talked about the San Diego Padres being big in the trade deadline, but you can also add the Seattle Mariners to the list as well when they acquired Luis Castillo. That changed everything for the Mariners. As for the Houston Astros, they're not the number one seed in the American League for anything. The bats have been smoking all season long for the Astros. Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, Jose Altuve, can't forget about Alex Bregman, just to name a few. Those bats have been smoking all season long for the Astros. And when we talk about the Astros pitching rotation, Justin Verlander, need I say more? Framber Valdez, need I say more? Also, you've got the likes of a Luis Garcia, also Jose Urquidy, and then you've got Ryan Pressly, who is just the ace of the aces, one of the premier closing pitchers in Major League Baseball. This series is going to come down to offense versus pitching. Houston is the more balanced team. They've got the rotation, and they've also got the bats to match. But Seattle's got a lot of heart. They haven't been in this position in a long time. So Seattle basically think to lose. It's a pretty young roster, and, of course, led by Julio Rodriguez, who is a star on the rise and is definitely going to represent the next wave of Major League Baseball stars for the next 10 to 15 years. This series is going to go all 5 games, but I like Houston to win it in 5. This is going to be a good one, but I like the Astros to take it in 5. The next American League Division Series that we have are the Cleveland Guardians squaring off against the New York Yankees. First for the Yankees. The Yankees, Aaron Judge, the American League home run king, the Major League Baseball home run king, and now the record holder of the American League single season home run record, breaking Roger Maris's 61-year record. Judge now has 62 home runs during the regular season and now holds, as I mentioned earlier, the single-season record for American League home runs in a single season with 62. So we've taken care of Aaron, but we also have Giancarlo Stanton. We got Anthony Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, and what they bring to the table. So New York, we know offensively they're going to be solid. Pitching is going to be interesting. Now, Gerrit Cole, He led the American League in strikeouts during the season, so Gerrit Cole is going to bring the heat. However, Aroldis Chapman, relief pitching, closing pitching has not been a strong suit for the Yankees this year. However, rotation's been solid. Gerrit Cole, Nestor Cortez Jr. Also, you can't forget about Jameson Taillon, just to name a few. So the Yankees are going to be set. If the Yankees have any advantages besides Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, it would be them having the home field advantage in this series and starting off the series in the Bronx. As for the Cleveland Guardians, they've got a lot riding on them. Emotionally, they're riding a high right now, winning that game two in a very emotional fashion. Jose Ramirez, along with Josh Naylor, also Oscar Gonzalez, who hit the walk-off home run in game two to close out the series. Andrés Giménez has been solid. Also, Stephen Kwan is going to be an unsung hero in this series as well, along with, and can't forget about, Ahmed Rosario as well. Pitching rotation, Shane Bieber is on point. Tristan McKenzie had a solid game too. We cannot forget about in this series as well. And of course, the closing side of things, you've got Aaron Saval and of course, Emmanuel Clase. Emmanuel Clase is one of the top closers in Major League Baseball, and Clase is definitely going to be bringing the heat in this series. The Yankees, of course, are going to be the favorite to win this series, but I think this is going to go all five games as well. I like Cleveland with the upset. I'm going to go with Cleveland to beat the Yankees. Cleveland's pitching is much better. I think the Yankees are a little bit better on the offensive side, but in the postseason, you got to have pitching. And your relief pitching and your closing pitching is going to be the key. And I like the Cleveland Guardians to upset the New York Yankees in five games. All right, let's move over now to the National League Division Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers going up against the San Diego Padres. Let's start off with the Padres. Again, they're riding a high right now with their pitching rotation with Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Josh Hader. And, of course, on the offensive side, you can't go wrong with Josh Bell, Manny Machado, Trent Grisham, Yurickson Profar, and, of course, Juan Soto, who was the biggest catch in this year's trade deadline. So while the Padres are definitely riding a high right now, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they rode a major high during the regular season. Not only are they the number one seed, but they had the best record in Major League Baseball, and they have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Regardless of who, no matter who they beat or if they end up in the World Series, they will have home field advantage. The bats were smoking for the Dodgers this year. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Trey Turner, also with the likes of Max Muncy, Will Smith, the list goes on and on. You talk about a team that was just so consistent, and also Justin Turner, he contributed as well on the offensive side. So we talk about handling business on the batting side, on the pitching side. Anderson, Julio Urias, Tony Gonsolin, also you can't forget about Craig Kimbrell, who was solid as well during the as the closing pitcher, providing the saves. Clayton Kershaw is expected to be healthy for this series. So the Dodgers are just definitely riding a high right now. And this is going to be a solid series in the Battle of California. I think this is going to go all five games as well. I like the Dodgers to win this series. I like the Dodgers. I think San Diego was good this year, but they'll be even better next year with the return of Fernando Tatis Jr. This year, I like the Dodgers to win the division series and move on to the National League Championship Series. I'm going to move along now to the Atlanta Braves, the defending champion Atlanta Braves, going up against the Philadelphia Phillies. First, for the Phillies, emotionally, they're riding a high right now. Kyle Schwarber, the National League home run champion this year, Schwarber was very effective in the wild card series against St. Louis. Bryce Harper doing what Bryce does best. Hit home runs and get runs on the board. Rhys Hockins, also Nick Castellanos, Gene Segura, J.T. Realmuto. Those gentlemen were definitely responsible for making those bats sing in that series against the Cardinals and also being solid all season long. Pitching rotation, what can you say about the pitching rotation? Rotation, solid. Zach Wheeler did his thing in the series against St. Louis. Also, Aaron Nola did his thing. And, you know, the pitching rotation, It's been solid in this series for the Phillies going up against the Cardinals. Also, Corey Knebel was solid this year and did his part in the relief work. So the Phillies are riding a high right now, but the Braves, the defending champion Atlanta Braves, just offense galore, Austin Riley, Marcell Ozuna, Matt Olson, Dansby Swanson, William Contreras, Ronald Acuna Jr. I mean, from top to bottom, just his offense on point for the Braves. Rotation solid with the likes of Kyle Wright, Max Fried, also Ian Anderson and Charlie Morton. And then how could you not forget about Kenley Jansen, one of the best closers in all of Major League Baseball? The Phillies had a nice run this year, but I think the Braves are going to go ahead and win this series in four. So, again, I like the defending champion, the Atlanta Braves, to beat the Phillies and move on to the National League Championship Series. So, again, in the American League between the Seattle Mariners, I like Houston to win in five games. And in the other series between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians, I like the Guardians to win in five. And in the National League Division Series, I like the Dodgers to beat the Padres in five games. And the Braves going up against the Phillies, I like the Braves to win in four games. And that's going to put the wrap on this edition of Extra Base Hit. Once again, a big special thank you to Quincy Wheeler, host of the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Major League Baseball's Cleveland Guardians. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Extra Base Hit.
By now, you've probably seen ads about water contamination at Camp Lejeune everywhere on TV, social media, and probably even following you around on the internet. The water at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for more than 3 decades. It is not rare for people who drank this water for an extended period of time to develop severe illness, including kidney cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, liver cancer, bladder cancer, birth defects, Parkinson's, and more. A new law called the PACT Act allows victims of poisoned water to seek repayment for their medical costs. What those other ads don't tell you is that because the PACT Act is a fresh law, it is important to find an attorney who understands the new claims forms. There is limited time to file your Camp Lejeune claim, so you need a lawyer who can get it right the first time. The experienced team of attorneys at sickmarine.com is ready to file your claim. They will fight for you and won't take no for an answer. To file your claim and to have your case prioritized, sign up at sickmarine.com.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders. We make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference every day. That's why we're bringing back our daily medium sub special. Enjoy a different handcrafted medium sub at a special price for every day of the week. From Meatball Monday to Italian Sunday. Get it for a limited time only at Firehouse Subs. Tap the banner now to start your pickup order.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Hi,
Close your eyes. It's time to discover what starting and growing your own business feels like. Whether your business is bed sheets or skincare or jewelry, Shopify's with you every step of the way.
Hello.
Now, open your eyes. Feel ready to start and grow your business? With Shopify, you'll get the tools you need to nurture your growing business and feel the same satisfaction as listening to this ad. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Simply start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. Shopify.com/free22.